Hey guys, it's good to the preseason is okay, pretty good, but the regular season, getting preparing for a ball game that counts, much more exciting, much more fun. Nice to actually really game plan for an opponent, and look forward to seeing how that game plan shakes out. So with that, it's open.
Them. Mm-hmm. How much time did you spend looking at last year's film, or did you get, with them only having just a few guys left over from last year, did you focus on just the preseason?
We did a little bit, just to kind of give our coaches a sense of what they had personnel wise. Even though it's been an overhaul, you still want to see what guys can do, how they function, how they performed last year. So we did go back and look at some of last year's tape in the off season. And to see what they do and how they were.
Overall, how do they work together? Just from Blackman on down, is he clearly their number one guy? Or, and you look at him on film.
Blackman's a difference maker. He's big. He has big hands. He catches the ball well. He can sink his hips. He's an extremely gifted route runner, intermediate wise. He can run after the catch. So. He is a difference maker ball player.
How do they complement with the other guys? Thomas is like a slot guy? Or?
Yes, he is. Thomas is in the slot, and new to him is Laurent. He's a blazer, and they put him out at X, and he's a deep route runner, and he has the complement of routes with the comebacks and those type of things. So they do have a good complement of wide receivers.
Laurent, did they even – he only caught like two passes for 18 yards. Did they –
That's okay. I don't put a whole bunch of stock to that. It's still preseason, and the quarterback is getting used to his receivers and the timing of it. So I don't put any stock into two receptions and whatever that was. They're in the NFL. They get paid, and they're a good receiving core.
Jones Drew, they've said, is going to be relegated to third down status. How much are you buying that?
Did you believe that?
That's what I was asking you.
Yeah. You know what? He is – I've seen him for the last few years at Indy, and at preseason or not, I'm not even sure if he was there, he would have been playing in the preseason. So I don't take any stock in that either. We'll be ready for him first, second, third, and fourth down. So he's a guy that you have to pay attention to, and being on the sideline or in the ball game, we're going to know where he's at all times.
So despite his situation, do you end up actually preparing for him more than you would for Jennings?
Nope. Because that means that we're taking Jennings for granted, and he is a good back in his own right. If you saw 2 years ago and this year, the preseason, they used that to get him tuned up. He's a good back in his own right. So the one thing we will not do is take any of the ball players for granted.
Face a lot of young quarterbacks, especially in the first half of the schedule. Is that a good thing for a young secondary?
You know what? I don't know, because when you have a young quarterback, you don't have a ton of film on that guy. We don't have a ton of film and what he's doing in Mularkey's system. So I don't look at that as a good thing. I'd like to know what I'm getting. When you know what you're getting, you have a little bit of a comfort zone, and right now we don't with this quarterback. So it's not a comfort zone for our secondary whatsoever. I'd rather be able to prepare them for what we think they're going to see.
It's a little harder maybe to prepare for maybe a rookie.
Well, right now it is without the body of work in this system. It is.
When you look at down the depth chart of their receivers, those bottom three guys, I think it's Shorts, Robiski, and Elliott, so just a free agent guy. I mean, what do you see when you – how much do they use those guys, and what do you see?
It's tough to answer those questions because I'm not sure everyone played during the preseason, and during the season now when it's for real, I'm not quite sure how much those guys will play, how they'll rotate them, and what spots they'll put them in, how much of a blow they'll give the first group. So it's tough to say how much they'll use those guys. And, again – we're not going to take any of those guys for granted. They're NFL football players. If you do that, you're setting yourself up for a trap.
You expect to see any 3-4 receivers? Or?
They've shown some four wide sets, and we'll we'll prepare for that. But again, when you're going into that first ball game with a new staff, a lot of new personnel, you have to prepare for everything and see what you get.
You've had a preseason to see what Harrison Smith can do in that secondary. How important is his physical presence and what he brings there?
A great deal. He's a physical ball player. He's smart. He does not look like a rookie out there in terms of the plays overwhelming him. He looks like he belongs. So it's nice to have a guy out there that settles the defense or settles the secondary. We also have some other guys. Twan is a calming influence on your secondary, on your team. So he's another guy like that gets lined up, that's smart and plays smart.
Rookie settle the defense like that?
Oh, that's okay. I've played with rookies before. When I was in Indy, Antoine Bethea, he was a rookie and he played every ball game through the Super Bowl and played great ball. Bob Sanders, when he came in as a rookie, he played when he got healthy a ton of ball. So I don't put any. That's okay as long as they're good football players. And Harrison is a good football player.
So many coordinators that change around the league every year. What's your, from based on maybe feedback you've heard or your own observations, what works best for players to pick up a new system when a new coordinator comes in?
I just think that the coordinator has a system and he does not venture outside that system. He has a package. The package is tight. They give him a set of rules, so to speak, to operate under, and they show him all the looks versus those rules. They may add some window dressing to it in terms of moving the pieces around, but when it's all said and done, it's the same set of plays. And so that's when a rookie or even a veteran player gets used to operating under that system, and they play faster.
Early in camp, depth and how you'd like to rotate, especially in the interior line, mm-hmm. a little bit more. Relative to week one or even going forward, where do you see that process at? Are you pretty well cognizant of what you're going to do?
Not just yet. I think we're going to start off small and see how big we can get, meaning that we'll start off with a few reps and see how those guys play, see how they earn the reps, and go on from there. And if it works, keep pushing it, keep evolving, and keep giving guys more reps. If a guy does well with 10 reps, you give him 20. If he does well with 20, you give him 30, and ultimately you get a good rotation in there, and you have multiple guys that can play winning football for you. So we'll see how it goes, and hopefully we'll evolve and to a point where guys are getting significant playing time and playing good football.
Did you get some pushback from Jared about playing time? And then if you could just kind of compare him to Freeney and what you had in Indy.
You're always going to get pushback from good players. I don't know any good players that want to come off the field. All good players, there's pushback, and they want to be on the field all the time, and you expect that. We'll see how it goes, but not a big deal. Good players, they want to stay on the field, and that's a good thing, good problem to have with as a coordinator and as a coach.
How does he compare to Freeney?
Great player. They're both great players. So they want to be on the field, and they make plays. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yep.